Follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And also, 93.7 The Fan is your chance to win a Homegate package featuring a 55-inch TV, Miller Lite fridge, and more. Just text MillerTime to 20357. That's MillerTime 20357 for your chance to win the grand prize. And also daily prizes brought to you by Miller Lite and Giant Eagle. Prize and entry details at 937thefan.com. Message and data rates apply. All right, Ron, let's do this thing. You got some picks here, don't you?
Oh, man. Joe, before we do, I want to correct something I said earlier that somebody just pointed out to me. The Ravens do have a game scheduled for next Thursday, back-to-back Thursday games. They're scheduled to play Dallas at home. I didn't think you would have two in a row, but Dallas also scheduled. They're playing tomorrow. So I guess theoretically, if they wanted to somehow move the Steeler game to Monday, they could back that game up from Thursday to Sunday. But as of now, the Ravens are indeed scheduled to play Dallas at home next Thursday night. I spoke wrong of that. I poo-pooed it. It turns out that's the case, so I apologize for that. Just wanted to correct the record, so bad on my part.
Very
good. Just like my picks are bad on my part here. I had a great week last week. I was 3-6. You were 7-2. You are plus 10 for the year. I've thrown in the towel. You won't accept it. I've tried to concede. It kind of reminds me of an election here, you know. No one's conceding anything. I want to concede, and you won't let me, will you?
I won't. No, I want to keep going here. I want to win by a landslide, Ron. I'm allowing mail-in votes, too, for later in the year.
All right, let's get going. Oklahoma at West Virginia. West Virginia getting 11 at home against Oklahoma. Who do you have?
I got Oklahoma in this one. They're going to go right in there, and they're going to win the game by 20 points, Ron. That's what I think. You?
I think West Virginia is our best team around here by far this year, better than Pitt, better than Penn State. I like them with 11 at home. Notre Dame, this line fools me a little bit. Notre Dame is at North Carolina. North Carolina is only getting 4.5 against the Irish. I'm going with North Carolina. Something about that line that scares me.
Yeah, what's going on with that line? I can't understand that. I know North Carolina has, well, maybe what's going on is North Carolina has 105 points in their last two games, but they didn't play Notre Dame. I'm going Notre Dame here. This is very odd. I agree with you, though. The wise guys usually know something.
They sure do. All right, let's go to the two local teams. Penn State at Michigan. Boy, two bad teams, two disappointing teams, two coaches under fire. Michigan -2 at home. Who do you have?
Michigan. I'm not taking Penn State maybe ever again, but certainly not the rest of this year.
I'm taking Penn State. Michigan is horrible. They're horrible just like Penn State is. I think Penn State has
a chance. At least they've won a game.
Yeah, they have. Took them triple overtime to beat Rutgers, so I'm not giving them too many pats on the back. All right, Pitt at Clemson. The line is huge. Clemson is -24 at home. Who do you have?
You're going to be surprised by this. I think Pitt with Kenny Pickett is a different team. I think they have some of the things that could cause Trevor Lawrence some problems, especially early as he gets back into the swing of things after what's been a very long break for him. Don't get me wrong. I think Clemson's a 20-point winner here, but I think Pitt, I'm going to take Pitt to beat that spread.
All right, I'm going with Clemson just for the reasons you said. It's been a month since Lawrence has played. Florida State, Clemson felt like they got screwed last week with the game canceled. I think they come out and just wipe up Pitt. That's my feeling. All right, let's get to the NFL. We had three or four different in college. The New York Football Giants at Cincinnati. Cincinnati getting 5.5 at home with Brandon Allen, I believe, is their quarterback. I wish I didn't have to pick anybody in this game, but I'm going with Cincinnati +5.5 at home.
I'm going with the Giants. I think Joe Judge has his team in a fighting mood since he's fighting coaches. And Brandon Allen, plus the demoralized Bengals, finally on the cover of Sports Illustrated for all the wrong reasons. I'm taking the Giants.
All right. Speaking of Jacksonville, your quarterback, Mike Glennon, getting the call. You called for him last week, Steeler killer. He's getting the call against Cleveland. Jacksonville is home, getting 6.5 points. Who are you taking?
Mike Glennon. You think I'm going to pick against him, Ron? I'm going Glennon all the way here.
Yeah, I'm taking Jacksonville, too, in this one. But Glennon only beats the Steelers, right? Who else does he beat?
Nobody. That's a good point.
All right.
But,
he's getting 6.5, so that ought to help him. All right, Tennessee at Indianapolis. This is a good game in that division. Indianapolis is -3.5 at home. Who do you have?
Man, I watched that Indy-Tennessee game. I got to go Indy. I thought they should have even won by more that night. I thought they outplayed Tennessee to a large degree. I'm going Frank Reich. He's been good to me.
I'm going Derrick Henry, man. They beat Baltimore last week. I think the Tennessee goes into Indy and wins the game, at least comes within a field goal to cover. All right, the big game, I think a really attractive game, Kansas City at Tampa Bay. You got Patrick Mahomes against Tom Brady. Brady getting 3.5 at home. I think Brady bounces back in this. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I think Brady keeps it close. I'm going with Tampa Bay.
I think Mahomes goes in there and tortures that overrated Tampa Bay defense. And, yes, people like me are why they're overrated. I overrated them and blabbed on the radio about it. They're not that good. He's going to kill them. I'm going Kansas City.
All right. Let's hope the game Sunday gets played. Steelers home against Baltimore. We're making these picks now because we're not together again. I'm doing the morning show the next 2 days. You're doing our show Friday. Baltimore at Steelers. Steelers -5. Joe, who do you like?
Steelers. Because Baltimore either way is going to be severely depleted here. And I know we've both talked about how each team in this rivalry, when they've been undermanned, has beaten the other. I just don't see it in this situation.
I look down our list of games here. I think we have 8 out of 9 different, if I'm not mistaken. How about that?
Could be your comeback week, Ron.
I have a chance to really come back, Joe. We'll see. I'll probably go 0-8, and you'll be up +18 after the weekend.
Let's hope so. But I also hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Ron. Enjoy your day.
You too, Joe. Enjoy your family. Have a great week. I'm jealous you get to spend it with your daughter. I don't get to spend mine with mine, and that bothers me. And I'm going to miss my mom this year on Thanksgiving, but I hope you guys have a wonderful time, okay?
I know you will. I'll be thinking about you tomorrow, and we'll hook up Monday. I mean, I guess the only good news from our perspective is we'll have a fresh game to talk about together with Pomp on Monday, hopefully.
Have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.